There is a new survey out that is frightening, but we kind of knew it. But nonetheless, it's alarming that age bias could affect the hiring process at over a third of businesses. And that's where I bring in my friend, employment attorney extraordinaire, Jonathan Bell, from the Bell Law Group, the founder, BellLG.com. We welcome John to the airwaves. First off, I want to apologize to you, sir, because unbeknownst to me, and probably a typo on my part, nonetheless, my bad. John was supposed to be on with us 2 hours ago, but he is nice enough to allow my faux pas not to be in question and coming on with us now. So it's always a welcome addition when you're on.
Oh, Jay, you're too funny. I'll tell you, when I set the alarm clock for 5:30 in the morning, it would only be for you. It really would, but no problem. It just gave me a jump on my morning. So we're all good, Jay, and no problem at all. You know, you've had me on for many, many years, and I consider you a really close friend at this point in time.
Well,
thank you.
And likewise, and welcome to my world, waking up at 4:15, my friend, 4:15. It's invigorating, baby, with a couple of cups of coffee. This is alarming. You know, John, it's one of those things where, yeah, it exists. It definitely exists. I mean, let's call it as it is. But, you know, it is what it is. Because if you've ever thought companies aren't responding to you, meaning when you put in an application, everything else, because they think you're too old, guess what? You might be right here, John.
So, Jay, I've been representing employees for many, many years, complaining of this exact situation. They get to a certain age, and they feel like they're, quote-unquote, aged out. And this survey supports their theory. I mean, 35% of employers think that 62 years old is just too old to work. That's a troubling number. First of all, 62 is not even old. And putting that aside, it's pretty sad with inflation. A lot of people are going back to work. The fact that it's just more expensive to live, and the population is living a lot longer than they used to live. So there's a need for work. So not only are there needs on the employee side, the employer should take advantage of the fact that these individuals bring in a lot of experience.
Yes.
They're used to dealing with a lot of different situations that maybe younger employees may not be aware of. They're used to, you know, as far as learning lessons from history repeating itself, you know, they could bring in a lot of value, and that value, unfortunately, is either being discounted or just, quite frankly, not even tapped into.
Well, it's 100%. There's no question the knowledge one brings with experience. The problem with that is they also bring in the want to be paid a little bit more based on that knowledge, based on that experience. And my experiences, even through myself and members of my family and friends who I have in play with this whole topic, is the fact that they have been turned down for younger individuals coming up that pipeline. And let's face it, employers would pay those folks less, train them their way in order to substitute by paying one a little bit more money as far as experience is concerned. I mean, that's how it's been, at least in my estimation, John, over the years.
You're 100% correct, Jay. And also, again, through experience and looking at the landscape now, I've been an employer of my own for over 20 years. I started the Bell Law Group over 20 years ago. You find that generationally, sometimes the older workers are a lot more reliable. They come to work on time. They take the job a little bit more seriously. There's less absences because there may be less things going on in their personal lives that would take them out of the workplace. We've been handling these cases for many, many years. If you do feel like you're being discriminated against because of your age, whether it be you're not getting the job or you are in the job and you're not getting promoted. Sometimes I hear that people that they're training all of a sudden get promoted to a position of a supervisory level over that employee. So there are potential ways to deal with it by contacting a lawyer. There's federal laws and there's state and city laws, and you have to be familiar with all of them to determine the best place to go. For example, just to give you a quick example, in 1967, they passed the ADEA, which protects the older workers over 40 and over. But the employer has to employ at least 20 people. So if you're working for an employer that has that's less than 20 people, then you have to go to New York State and New York City human rights laws, where the employer has to employ at least 4 people. And to be honest with you, the damages for the New York State and New York City law are a lot better generally than the federal law, which federally, unlike Title VII, you know, race, religion, gender, for age discrimination, you can't get emotional loss, pain and suffering type damages, which is strange. But in New York City and New York State, you can. So there's different avenues of recovery available.
Talking with John Bell, employment attorney extraordinaire, talking about the bias involved regarding age and hiring and everything else. You know, John, I always correlate a little bit of what happens in sports with stuff like this. You know, the NFL and the hiring process of coaches and the Rooney Rule, where you have to interview those of a minority origin in order to kind of put yourself in the proper way as far as the National Football League is concerned. And there's a little bit in this as well. I mean, is it hard to prove where an employer could have you sit down and everything else and go through, you know, the protocol, you know, to avoid the scrutinization process that could take place here with a lawsuit of some kind? But is it hard to prove as far as really getting somebody on the fact, hey, you didn't want to hire that guy because he's just too damn old. You went for the younger one because you're paying him less. You'll train him and everything else. Obviously, you're not going for the experience. How hard is that to prove in a court of law?
That's a great question, Jay. And the answer is it's a case-by-case basis. Sometimes there's direct evidence of discrimination. You have somebody working for the same company for 20 years. In the last few years of their employment, they're constantly getting asked, when are you going to be retired? You look tired. What, you know, didn't you have enough of working already? Maybe you should consider leaving. Or some people actually, on the date they're being terminated, the employer admits the fact that they're aging out of this position. So in those situations, it's very easy to prove. You have direct evidence of discrimination. Oftentimes, if you're applying for a position and they don't say anything directly related to your age, you have to do it through circumstantial evidence, basically waiting to see who the person was that actually got the job and comparing your credentials to that individual, showing that you're obviously the more qualified candidate and the only real difference is your age.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, let's face it. There are so many factors right now where people have to keep working. There's no such thing as early retirement, John. I mean, let's face it right now. You know, we just gave the inflation report earlier this morning. And quite frankly, people have to occupy not one but maybe two jobs, spouse as well, in order to make ends meet. I mean, that's just the way it is. So you have people that I know plenty of people who are working right now in their early 80s. 80s, folks. Because they cannot live a life of leisure based on what we are all going through right now. And, John, that's fact. I mean, quite frankly, employers, they need to be made a little bit more aware that people have the want, the hunger, to still go out and make a day's work in play because they have to. They have to provide whatever it is at home. Grandchildren, children who might be down and out. I mean, that is a fact of life right now.
Absolutely. And it's not like these employees are asking favors. They really bring substantial value to the table, which is being overlooked, which is something that employers should consider. They could literally pick somebody up of an older age and bring substantial value to the company. And also, Jay, kind of like going on with what you mentioned, people are just living longer. How many people now are living in their 80s, 90s that we all know? And they actually look like they're in good shape. They're not even struggling at those ages, which is fantastic. And it's just going to continue along those trends. So whether it be people who need to work or some people just want to work and they have a lot of value left that they could bring to an entity, really shouldn't be turned down strictly because of a number.
Without question. And for more information, we implore you to go to John's site, bellelg.com. John handles a lot of this stuff. He is the best in the business. And I kid you not, he is the best. If you have been attacked in any way based on age discrimination, don't sweep it under the rug, okay? Go on that site, talk to John. He is accessible beyond belief. I know that. And he will guide you. And that's why we do these types of segments, because we know it's out there. It shouldn't be out there. And there are so many quality and capable individuals in their elder years who have been turned down. And quite frankly, it needs to be investigated. So this was a very important spot. John, we'll keep on this. Anything you need, you know, we're here. And we'll have you on next time at the proper time, I might add, that I signal it for.
I appreciate that, Jay. Always love your show. I love being on. So thank you for always having me.
The great Jonathan Bell.